Oh, yeah, there's a buggy whip and a quirt and a bull whip, whatever you. But as much as a guy hardly ever used a bull whip on his horse. But,
okay. I guess you use that on a bull.
Well, yeah, they've done a lot of cattle driving. Had to use them on mules a lot of times too, but
did they ever use the
mostly for noise.
Oh, I see.
They have a piece of leather on the end of it. Mm-hmm. Got the real fine, soft leather snap, and it just cracked like a pistol shot. And some of those guys get real good. They could, pick a fly off that guy's ear up there.
Was it, was that different than a what's that? Black snake?
Well, practically the same thing.
Okay. Would you ever call it that?
They have been called that, yeah. But they're just a overgrown whip. But a bull whip is practically the same thing as a black snake.
And if the farm implements got dull, what would you use to sharpen them?
Well, like a plowshare, you use a forge to heat it up and hammer it.
See, and for smaller tools, for example?
Little grinders.
Okay.
Sickle grinder, things like that.
Okay. What about for cutting things? What would they use to?
A size you're looking for.
Or you could use something to put, maybe to stack the wood on while you're cutting it, to hold it in place.
A sawbuck.
Okay. How is that constructed?
Well, it's in an X frame. See, you can lay your... It's wider down here, just up on top. It's the next frame to lay the log in the X.
Okay. Would they ever use that for cutting rails?
They might.
Can I get you to say that?
That they might use it for cutting rails?
There we go. What would they call an A-frame?
Oh, an A-frame is where you don't have a cross in the top.
Okay. And would that have a different name?
Yeah, well, it's an A-frame is when you run over a rock pile, you can't dig a hole in it. See, then you use an A-frame, and it's the part that makes the cross on the A-frame is the bottom of the two legs.
Okay.
And it generally sticks out and on a side. See, you got an A-frame here like this, and this bottom, and it all depends on which. If you're having this part's fairly straight, the front part of it. And the back up here, and then they have an extended part behind there, and then they'll pile rock on that, see? So the wind don't blow it over, and the snow don't blow it over, things like that.
Oh, I see.
You see, not all the wires, actually all it does is hold the wire up.
Oh, okay.
It's an A-frame. Now, if you want an A-frame building, now that's a different situation. And they build A-frame buildings, and that's where there's no hips on the roof. It runs from a top of the gable right down to the ground.
Oh, I see. That's called an A-frame.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever such a thing as a... Would you ever saw on a thing called an A-frame or that looked like an A-frame? You mentioned that the yeah. Sawbuck was an X-frame. Mm-hmm. Was Cross there ever frame. One that was an A?
Well, not in my category, but there might have been someplace.
Would they ever call that a sawhorse, maybe?
Well, sawhorses, well... A sawhorse is flat on top. They had it generally on a 2x4 situation. Mm-hmm. And but they are built similar to an A-frame.
Oh, I see. Okay.
When you're talking an A-frame, you're talking to a peak.
Oh, and this was flat on the top, an A-frame.
Sawhorse is flat. Generally on a 4x4, got a 2x4 on top.
Oh, okay. I see. You mentioned a little before about the outbuildings at the ranch. Were there different types of, or maybe you could mention a few more of those buildings that you have?
Well, 50 years ago, we always had an outdoor toilet. Uh-huh. And then there was a barn, and...
Would you call that an outdoor toilet, or would you call it something else?
No, still an outdoor toilet.
Okay.